Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Welcome to a Friday morning. It is the third day of October. Hope all is well with you.
Slow down a little bit, October. What'd you think?
It's Boyfriend Day. If you're not posting photos of your boyfriend on social media, is he actually your boyfriend? It's also Soft Taco Day today.
Oh, yeah. Soft tacos for the win with a little bit of hot sauce.
Virus Appreciation Day. Who doesn't appreciate a good virus? And it's also World Smile Day. Good morning. We're three things you need to know this morning. We'll be announcing another headliner this morning for next summer's Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. We'll have the announcement just before 8 a.m. Post Malone has already been announced as one headliner for the June event on the Wildwood Beach.
To address an issue that has made New Jersey Transit a target of criticism by state lawmakers, the transit agency is launching a pilot shuttle service for South Jersey between Vineland and Atlantic City. State transportation officials say the program will have two round-trip weekday buses to accommodate worker schedules. The lines will cut by half the transit times compared with existing bus routes between Cumberland County and Atlantic City.
After a week off, the Philadelphia Phillies move into playoff action tomorrow. The Phillies will host the Dodgers in Division Series play tomorrow evening and Monday evening before continuing the best-of-seven series in Los Angeles. Meanwhile, in football, the Eagles play host to Denver Sunday afternoon at 1 at the Link.
Woo! Go Birds! And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny, high of 72.
Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for Jana's Fangirl Update.
Well, Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman's divorce just got real estate messy. We knew that was going to happen, right? The couple's splitting up their global properties because they literally have them all over the world. But Nicole is keeping their $3.4 million Nashville mansion that's complete with a home theater, tennis courts. It's decked out, okay? This is mainly so their daughters have some stability throughout this whole thing. Both are going to hold on to their other homes, thanks to prenup agreement, so no worries for either of them there. Everything we know about the divorce so far, how it's going, all the things, it's up for you at catcountry1073.com. Eric Church is spilling the tea about that wild Morgan Wallen arrest outside his Nashville bar. You know, the one where Wallen threw a chair off the roof. Yeah, that one. Body cam footage shows Wallen calling Church while getting arrested. He was basically trying to use the friendship card instead of apologizing. Church said it, you know, it was the scandal of the day, but also gave Wallen props for how much he's grown since then. Eric Church is talking Morgan Wallen right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jana's
Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Welcome to a Friday morning. Lots of excitement around here. Just before 8, we're going to announce a second headliner for next summer's Barefoot Country Music Fest on the beach in Wildwood. We already know Post Malone's going to be there.
Who's going to join him?
We'll make that announcement just before 8 o'clock this morning. We also have cash to give away today.
Oh, yeah.
Cindy Jones knows that. She's our latest $1,000 winner. You could win today 10 chances at $1,000. First chance will be at 8:20 this morning. And you might want to put a reminder in your phone for Thursday.
He said Thursday.
Because on Thursday, the cash cow, the prize is going to increase from $1,000. Next Thursday's prize will be $10,000. Three mornings with Joe and Jana. Welcome to a Friday morning. Jana, here's what I want you to do. I want you to name for me a motel or hotel chain, not motel, a hotel chain that starts with letter M.
Oh, well, you just reminded me of for saying that. Motel 6.
Yeah, hotel chain, not motel chain.
Something
that's a little bit nicer to stay than Motel 6. Starts with an M.
Starts with an M. Nicer than Motel 6. Marriott?
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, incorrect. Correct, but incorrect. Apparently, we've all, including me and you and everyone else, has been pronouncing the Marriott Hotel wrong.
It's not Marriott.
It's Marriott.
No, it's not. I will never say that.
David Marriott is the chairman. It's spelled the same way as his hotel. Is the chairman of Marriott Hotels.
Right.
David Marriott says it's not Marriott. It's Marriott.
Okay, well, listen, Dave. Get in line for the name mispronouncing.
He says, I'll respond to Marriott or Marriott, but I'm going to tell you in a tutorial the correct way to say it is Marriott.
Never.
He says the name E-L-L-I-O-T.
Elliot.
You say Elliot? Or you say Marriott. Elliot?
Listen.
Spelled just like Marriott.
Dave, you can't
Marriott.
Be...
Marriott. Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. Brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of friends and family discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. We do this every weekday morning at this time. Best way to get us your joke is right on our app called Cat Country 107.3. Hit the message us button. That's what Daniel did. Daniel lives in Buna.
Well, thank you, Daniel.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, from Daniel, here's the Cat Country joke of the morning. My girlfriend borrowed $100 from me. After 3 years when she separated, she returned exactly $100. I lost interest in this relationship. Get more. It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. It seemed like it would take forever, but we made it to Friday.
This week did drag a little bit. I don't know why.
We got a lot of excitement coming up this morning. Our little friend Phil joins us just after 7:30. We'll play America's favorite game, the strip club or daycare.
Woo-hoo!
Just before 8, we've got a big announcement concerning next summer's Barefoot Country Music Fest on the beach in Wildwood.
Oh, it's good.
We already know Post Malone will be the one headliner. We're going to give you another headliner just before 8. And at 8:20, we start giving you the chances to win cash today, $1,000 on the line. Congratulations to Cindy Jones. She's our latest winner. You could win today, 8:20, your first chance to win. It's Cash Cow on Cat Country 107.3. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for your Cat Country dumb story of the morning.
Where are we going?
We're going to Poland, where police officers called out to an incident on a highway in the middle of the night. We're talking 1:30 in the morning. Following reports of a woman falling out of a moving vehicle.
Oh, my gosh.
When
okay.
Police got there, they found out, yep, that's exactly what happened. And how did she fall out of a moving vehicle? She was filming a video, doing a selfie. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. We've asked this question before in trivia, but we'll ask you, Jonna. What's the most popular street name in America? I actually have the top 10 lists, so let's see how many of these you can get right.
Okay, I'm going to say...
What's the most popular street name? We'll start with number one.
I remember talking about this before. I think second is the most popular.
That is correct. Second is the first most popular.
Yes!
What is the second most popular street name in America?
Third.
That is correct.
Yes!
What is the third most popular street name in America?
Main Street?
First Street.
Oh, who?
What's the fourth most popular street name in America?
Main Street.
Fourth Street.
Oh, boo.
What's the fifth most popular street name in America?
Main Street.
Park Street.
Ah!
What's number six?
Broad Street.
Fifth Street.
Dang it.
What's number What's number seven?
Broad Street.
Main Street.
Dang it!
What's number eight?
Elm Street.
Sixth Street.
Oh, I hate this game.
What's the ninth most popular street name in America?
Seventh.
Oak.
I hate this.
What's the 10th most popular street name in America?
Elm.
Seventh. Again, the top 10 street names in America. Second, third, first, fourth, park, fifth, main, sixth, oak, and seventh.
Don't try this.
Good morning. We're Joe and Jonna here at You Know This Morning. We'll be announcing another headliner this morning for next summer's Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. We'll have the announcement just before 8 a.m. Post Malone has already been announced as one headliner for the June event on the Wildwood Beach.
To address an issue that has made New Jersey Transit a target of criticism by state lawmakers, the transit agency is launching a pilot shuttle service for South Jersey between Vineland and Atlantic City. State transportation officials say the program will have two round-trip weekday buses to accommodate worker schedules. The lines will cut by half the transit times compared with existing bus routes between Cumberland County and Atlantic City.
After a week off, the Philadelphia Phillies move into playoff action tomorrow. The Phillies will host the Dodgers in Division Series play tomorrow evening and Monday evening before continuing the best-of-seven series in Los Angeles. Meanwhile, in football, the Eagles play host to Denver Sunday afternoon at 1 at the Link.
Woo! Go Birds! And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny, high of 72.
Just before 8 o'clock this morning, we announced the second headliner for the Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood next summer. Right now, Cat Country Morning birthday shout-outs begin.
Here we go!
Happy birthday, William Kennedy of Folsom. William is 67. Maddie Fowler of Eldora is 23. Barbara Hamill of Whiting is 83. Happy
right,
birthday,
Barb.
Bonnie Nargi of Hamilton. Bonnie is 60. Gerald Dougherty of Corbin City is 63 today. Pat Grant of Tuckerton is 55. Happy birthday, Pat. Happy birthday to Jim Gresko of Forked River. Angela Hirsch of Absecon is 54. It's birthday day for Helen Beer of Clayton. Woo! Helen is 48. Kimberly Bellis of Seaville is 48. Glenn Denham of Cape May celebrates today. Big happy birthday wishes to Hayden Smith of Egg Harbor Township. Hayden is 9 today.
Happy birthday, Hayden.
And coming in on Sunday with a birthday, Haley Smith of Egg Harbor Township. Haley will be 18 on Sunday.
I have a feeling they might be related. Happy birthday.
We missed you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country big birthday shout out today, Haley Smith of Egg Harbor Township. Woo! 18 years old. There's $1,000 up for grabs. Congratulations to Cindy Jones. She's our latest $1,000 winner. You can win today, $1,000, 10 chances. First chance will be at 8:20. And put this in your phone, reminding you, next Thursday.
Oh, yeah, you need this.
It's going to be $10,000 Thursday on Cash Cow. Somebody's going to win $10,000 next Thursday.
Told you you need it.
It's time for Jana High Low.
Oh, no. Okay.
All right, I'm sorry. Jana, which came first? Not
which
High
came
Low.
First?
So
okay.
I'm going to tell you three things, three pairs of things, and each pair you'll have to tell me which came first.
Okay.
YouTube or Yahoo? Which came first?
YouTube or Yahoo? Yahoo.
Yahoo, 1995. YouTube, 2005.
10 years apart.
You're one for one. Hershey's chocolate bar or Reese's peanut butter cups? Which came first?
Hershey's.
Hershey's chocolate bar, 1900. Reese's peanut butter cup, 1928.
I just went to Hershey Park, so I know that.
Did you have a tutorial as you were there?
They have like the walkthrough of like when all the stuff that they own.
Two for two.
It's like a ride.
Two for two. By the way, speaking of how you do, coming up at 8:25, Jana's picks. You've been doing pretty good with your NFL picks.
Thanks.
That's at 8:25. Right now, one more.
Okay.
Which came first, Google or Facebook?
Google or Facebook? Google, definitely.
Google, 1998. Facebook, 2004. In Oklahoma. We're Joe and Jana. We've got a big announcement coming up in about a little more than a half hour, about 7:55. We'll be telling you who's coming to Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood next year. It's going to be the 6th annual Barefoot Country Music Fest. We already know Post Malone's going to be there. We're going to announce a second headliner. That'll be just before 8 o'clock this morning. Of course, the big country music news this week, Splitsville for Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman.
So sad.
We're going to go back for about 25 years to when Nicole Kidman broke up with then-husband Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
And she appeared on The Late Show with David Letterman. And the benefits of divorce then, pretty much the benefits of divorce now.
Yeah, you look fantastic.
Thank you. And I don't know how to take it.
Well, I know. It's odd. It's just an odd thing, you know?
Well, I can wear heels now.
Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the week. We welcome to our show. Da 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 da. Oh, you missed.
Da 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 da.
It's time for Phil.
Hi, Phil.
Good morning, Phil.
Wow. Oh, that was wonderful, Miss Jana. Could you do that again?
Da 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 da.
We're going to play strip club or daycare, if it's all right with everybody.
If there's anything wrong with that, sure.
All right, here we go. Number one, the Pirate's Cove. The Pirate's Cove in Portland, Oregon. Arr. Strip club or daycare?
The Pirate's Cove.
Jana has locked in her answer. What do you think, Phil?
Strip club, Joseph.
I'm going to say daycare.
It is a strip club.
Oh.
Phil takes a 1-0 lead.
Too bad she walked around and danced with a peg leg, huh?
There you go. Number two. Peg the stripper. The Palace in Birmingham, Illinois. The Palace.
The Palace.
In Birmingham.
The Palace.
Birmingham, Alabama. I don't know why I said Illinois. Birmingham, Alabama, the Palace. Strip club or daycare? Phil?
We're going to stay strip club, Joseph.
That's definitely a strip club.
It is a strip club. Phil takes a 2-1 lead. We go to the final question, number three. West Side Shorties in Bend, Oregon.
West Side Shorties.
Strip club or daycare?
I could go either way.
That's the whole purpose of the show.
Let
Phil go first. West Side Shorties.
Normal spelling of shorties, right?
Yes, apostrophe S.
Okay, thank you. West Side Shorties. Yes. I think that's the slang term for a good-looking woman. So I'm going to stay strip club.
Is West Side the slang part or is Shorties the part?
The shorty part, Joseph.
Just for the sake of argument, I'm going to say daycare.
It is, in fact, a daycare. That means we're all knotted up at two. Last question, tiebreaker.
Okay.
Richmond, Virginia, Daddy Rabbits. Rabbits. D-A-D-D-Y, Rabbits, normal spelling.
Okay.
Strip club or daycare. Phil?
Again, I'm going to say Daddy Rabbits. Wow. Oh, daycare.
Strip club.
It's a strip club. Jana is our big winner today in overtime. 3-2. Congratulations, Jana.
Wow. It's because I gave Phil the extra really good da 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 da.
Maybe that's why.
Is that what it,
yeah, that's it. That's why.
I obviously didn't deserve it.
That was my good juju for the day.
Joe and John are less than 10 minutes away from announcing the second headliner for the Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood next June. We already know Post Malone's going to be there. We'll announce the second name again in less than 10 minutes.
It's going to be a good one.
And you're 30 minutes away from the first chance to win money today. $1,000 up for grabs on Cash Cow. Congratulations to Cindy Jones. She's our latest winner. We'll see if you win today. First chance comes up. Three mornings with Joe and Jana. We're 2 minutes and 40 seconds away from the Barefoot Country Music Fest announcement you've been waiting for. Who's going to be another headliner at Barefoot besides Post Malone?
Oh, it's so good. I can't wait to tell you.
It's coming up. Cat Country 107.3.
We had a plan. Move out of this town, baby. West to the sand. That's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, you'd cue the songs and we get going. Brought you on home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn? I'm sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye. Just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I'm in my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here. Drunk, wash up in Austin. Believe in how many months did you plan on leaving?
Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana with a big announcement concerning the Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood next June. It's going to be the 6th annual Barefoot Country Music Fest. We already know Post Malone is going to be one of the headliners. By the way, tickets are on sale and they are selling fast. They're not going to last as long as they did last year. It's going to be a sellout, especially after we tell you the second headliner for the Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood next summer, Eric Church. Eric Church coming back to Wildwood. He was there in 2022. He's going to make a return trip.
The Chief.
He's going to be one of the big headliners next year in addition to Post Malone. So Eric Church. All the details right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app and at catcountry1073.com.
Get excited.
Here's the latest song from Eric Church. Hands of Time.
He'll definitely be playing it.
Let's go. Cat Country 107.3.
Control bill breaks so that they can make a Chevy slow down. And I just ride midnight, sovereign, my turn to buy around. Bloody Mary's and aspirin don't give a hang, oh, one head of a fact. But my remedy for hand of them, the hands of time. You sing a sing. Hands of Time. My go-to game day jersey's always Carolina blue. When I need to find forgiveness, I find a little small town. Sure do, yeah. After work, I like to put my elbows up on a bar. And girl, I turn on the speakers when I need to speak to this old.
WPUR Atlantic City is Cat Country 107.3, a town square media station serving South Jersey and available on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
Good morning, we're Joe and John. Three things you need to know this morning. We've just announced Eric Church will be returning to the Barefoot Country Music Fest stage in Wildwood next summer. Moments ago, we announced that Eric Church is the second headliner announced for next year's event. Post Malone is the first. It'll be on the beach in Wildwood in June.
The minimum wage in New Jersey is scheduled to increase January 1st by 43 cents to $15.92 an hour. New Jersey's minimum wage crossed the $15 line last year, and from now on, it will be adjusted annually based on the Consumer Price Index. Among other worker categories, the minimum wage rate for seasonal workers and employees of small businesses will increase to $15.23 an hour.
After a week off, the Philadelphia Phillies move into playoff action tomorrow evening. The Phillies will host the Dodgers in division play. best of seven series. It starts tomorrow evening, continues Monday. Then it's on to game three in Los Angeles. Meanwhile, in football, the Eagles play host to Denver Sunday at 1 at the Link.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny, high of 72.
Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets. There are five of them.
Okay.
Number one, you know you're getting old when your vehicle's heated seat is no longer for warmth, but instead for back pain.
You know, I've learned that, like, when it's, you know, gal problem time. It's a lifesaver. Go ahead.
Number two, this is the longest October ever.
No,
it's the third.
Yeah.
We're Joe and Jana. These are my favorite tweets. Number three.
I had to think about what day it was.
All I'm saying is I wouldn't be so old if time didn't go by so fast.
Well.
Number four. Ever since I started watching my neighbors with binoculars, it's almost like they hide from me when they're outside.
Probably.
But Joe and Jana, these are my favorite tweets. Last one. Number five. I relate to Goldilocks. I'm always tired, always hungry. About 20 minutes ago that Eric Church has been added to the lineup for next year's Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. That's in June.
The Chief.
So Eric Church, Post Malone, the first two artists that have been mentioned. We have some more headliners coming up in the next few weeks. But we understand tickets are going fast, so you want to reserve yours now. Find out more at catcountry1073.com and the Cat Country 107.3 app. And it's time for Cash Cow. $1,000 on the line today. Congratulations to Cindy Jones. She's our latest Cash Cow $1,000 winner. We'd like to add your name to the winner list today. What you need to do is listen 10 times between now and 5:20 p.m., about 20 minutes past every hour. We give you a Cash Cow code. You take that code, you go to the Cat Country 107.3 app, you plug it in, and hopefully you win $1,000.
You know what that $1,000 could do for you? Take care of a lot of your Barefoot Country Music Fest expenses, that's for sure. Put it towards your ticket, put it towards your stay, whatever you need to do. Are you renting a car? There it is. You know, one less thing you got to worry about to make sure you're all set to go for next year's Barefoot Country Music Fest.
Make sure to hit the button on the app that says Win Cash and type in this code. Your first code of the day is 270.
270.
Enter it on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We'll have your next code coming up at
10K. Yes, ma'am. Or sir.
I'm sir.
Yeah, you are, sir.
It's time for Jana's Picks. Brought to you by the original Piccalilli Inn on Route 206 in Chamonix. Order your wings for the game at PiccalilliInn.com.
Well, you've been doing pretty good so far. 10-2 on the year.
Woo!
People are betting money with Jana. They're winning loads of it.
That's incredible.
Pick number one.
All right, so pick number one. The Bengals are reeling after a Monday night. They got beat down by Denver. So the O-line's been a little shaky. The Lions stumbled a bit last week, but they're ready to bounce back. So I'm going to say Detroit takes this one.
Pick number two.
The Patriots, they looked solid. They smoked Carolina last week, but we got to get real heading into Buffalo on a Sunday night. That's a different game. The Bills are stacked. Energy's wild. The Buffalo Bills for the win.
Pick number three.
The Broncos are hitting the road. We got a short week after their Monday night win. They showed some life there. Bears are 4-0, but Denver's defense is going to it's gonna keep it a tight game. Is what I'm assuming. We got this, go. Doug. Go, Birds, 5-0.
E-A-T-L-E-S-E-O.
Jana's picks are brought to you by the one and only, the original, the Piccalilli Inn.
On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was.
It's October 3rd.
Breaking up with Joe and Jana.